Good morning, everyone. There are words in every presidency that appear in no campaign promise, no campaign speech, events that show up on no sort of day book White House agenda. Moments like these.
Today is a day for mourning and remembering. Nancy and I are pained to the core by the tragedy of the Shuttle Challenger. We know we share this pain with all of the people of our country.
We pledge to do all we can to help you heal the injured, to rebuild this city, and to bring to justice those who did this evil.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Remembering back to those moments, that's President Bush right after 2001, the 9/11 attacks,
yeah.
Bush comforting the nation from the Oval Office. He also had that extraordinary moment, remember, on the pile of debris there at Ground Zero, which was broadcast around the world.
It's many press. I mean, Roosevelt after Pearl Harbor, Lyndon Johnson after the assassination of JFK. These are moments.
These are presidential responsibilities. You heard Bill Clinton there in 1995 comforting the nation after the Oklahoma City bombing, and Ronald Reagan, of course, in 1986, dealing with the Challenger tragedy, the shuttle tragedy that took place in February of that year. So what is the moment that President Obama confronts today as he heads to Tucson, Arizona, to be part of a memorial service? With us is Ted Widmer, who's a Clinton speechwriter, currently a historian at Brown University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
And Kathleen Hall Jamison, friend of The Takeaway and professor of communication at the Annenberg School of Communication. Kathleen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
First of all, Kathleen, what is the rhetorical requirement for a moment like this? And do Americans really pay attention?
Yes, they do. This is a moment that unifies the nation, whether Democrat or Republican, whether you oppose the president's policies or not. This is a moment at which he speaks for the country as a whole. And when the rhetoric succeeds, we as a country feel a sense of renewal. The moment of destruction is translated into a moment of recommitment to our basic democratic ideals.
Is there any responsibility? That's Kathleen Hall Jamison there. Ted Widmer, is there any responsibility for a president, and you've actually been responsible for assembling the rhetoric at moments sort of like these, is there a responsibility for the president to explain what happened, to make sense of something that seems so senseless?
I think so. I mean, his first job is simply to provide comfort to the afflicted and to be there and to show the people of Arizona that the whole country is with them. But then I think there is a meaningful chance to talk about what has happened and to help us move away from the toxic rhetoric that we've heard so much of the last few months and try for the millionth time in our history to be a better country. And I think that's quite important. It's quite important to say that this was a politician on the front line standing up and doing her job.
Toxic rhetoric referred to there by Ted Widmer. Here's President Obama speaking. We heard a little clip of this earlier, speaking after the shootings at Fort Hood in November of 2009.
We come together filled with sorrow for the 13 Americans that we have lost, with gratitude for the lives that they led, and with a determination to honor them through the work we carry on. This is a time of war. Yet these Americans did not die on a foreign field of battle. They were killed here, on American soil, in the heart of this great state, in the heart of this great American community.
President Obama there. Kathleen Hall Jamison, you know, part of the origins of this event, the fingers are pointing at rhetoric that evokes violence. We've already talked many times on this program of the political cynicism that exists in America at all levels, White House straight on down. Why does this rhetoric work? Why does this moment seem to dispel all of that?
We've been traumatized by an attack that we've collectively experienced. And in that moment, our sense of ourselves as a nation is called into question. The president speaking for us can transform our understanding of that moment by revivifying the values embodied in the lives of those who died and who are injured, and remind us of the heroism that is part of the American tradition, the husband who gives his life protecting his wife, the aspirations for democracy embodied in the 9-year-old girl who comes to meet her representative, the importance of the public servants embodied in the judge and of the legislator who were attacked. And in that that revivification of their lives and their values, a president can remind us of the basic strengths of democracy, the things to which we aspire, and argue to us that their legacy, their capacity to live on in our memory, is a function of our ability to try to realize those ideals. That's how this kind of rhetoric heals.
Well, Ted Widmer, there are reports this morning that the president is planning to do exactly what Kathleen said and focus on the lives of the victims. I'm wondering, what would be the wrong thing to say? Are there cases in which presidents have gone the wrong direction in these kind of consoling speeches?
Well, I don't think you can be too consoling at a moment like this. I think most of us agree we don't want a speech that's too nakedly partisan, too political. But I do think a thoughtful set of messages like what Kathleen just said would go over very well. Bill Clinton gave a few remarks after Oklahoma City. The first major one was just a memorial service like today. But then a little bit after, at Michigan State University, he gave a very thoughtful commencement address about the rights of people to alter government and where those rights begin and end. And I think something like that could go over very well today.
We're speaking with Kathleen Hall Jamison, who's professor of communication at the Annenberg School at the University of Pennsylvania, and Ted Widmer is a Clinton speechwriter, currently a historian at Brown University. Before we go, Ted, at times like this, do presidents strategize about how this speech will go? Does Bill Clinton bring a lot to the table at emotional times like this, or do you have to really hammer it out?
Well, I don't think presidents ever stop strategizing, but I think the main goal today really is the simple one of providing comfort to people. We're hurting, and this is one of those special moments that presidents do very well in generally. Only the president can fill this role, and I expect that he will do a very good job.
Ted Widmer, a Clinton speechwriter, currently a historian at Brown University, remembering presidential moments of memorialization and emotional reconnection in times of tragedy. We also spoke with Kathleen Hall Jamison, professor of communication at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania. Kathleen and Ted, thanks so much.
Thank you.
President speaks to the nation and speaks to the people of Tucson, Arizona, later today at a memorial service.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.